go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm happy to join you for another great episode. So this week, we're going to jump into five ways you can increase revenue of your business. Now, what you guys probably may not know is that many of the topics that I happen to choose are basically because they apply to me too. Sometimes I will realize things I wasn't doing, things I could be doing better. And I'll do some research, and then it will come to me and say, well, you know what? I will bet you other people could benefit this as much as I can. So I'm going to share with you some easy ways that you can increase revenue. Now, some of these may seem simple, some of these may not, but even for the simple ones, let me challenge you to dig into the numbers on your business and make sure that you are 100% doing everything you can to make all five things of these happen. Now, I would challenge you to say, I would doubt most people would have all five. There may be one or two of these that you feel like you're really good at, and then there'll be the other ones that are lacking. But I would challenge you through this exercise to make all five as good as you can and dig deep. You know, make a list of the things you're doing to make each of these happen and make sure it's not just a one and done where you know, hey, I did this or I tried this or I tried that. Continuous improvement, continuous trying new things. That's how we get to the next level with all of our businesses. So the first one on my list is going to sound quite easy and quite like, duh, of course, Steve, but get more new customers. You want to increase revenue? You want to sell more? Get more customers. So how are you going to do that? Well, there's a lot of different avenues that you can do. And I would say that a multi-prong approach is usually the best for most people. You certainly don't ever want to put all your eggs in one basket. Organic social media is a great way to continue to grow and get new people seeing your stuff, whether it's, you know, how you'll have one friend will tag another one and like, hey, you got to see this and tag them on a Facebook post or Instagram or any of those spots. Organic social media can just be such a huge tool because it also helps your customers or potential customers to really get to know you and to really connect with you before they've ever really even had an experience with any of your products. The next one that comes to mind would be paid ads. You know, you can, of course, pay a bunch of different platforms to show information about your products. Are paid ads for everybody? No, I mean, we can't use them in all industries, but you can use them in a lot of industries. And even in industries that are kind of gray area, you can kind of use workarounds to help get the word out without directly advertising the sale of your items. And even that can be very, very beneficial. Another way we love to get new customers because of the fact that it really doesn't cost us anything other than providing some awesome customer service on the front end is referrals. Sometimes we can get people to give us referrals simply by asking. If you're not asking your customers for referrals or asking them something like, hey, is there anybody else that you think we should be talking to? Is there anybody else that could benefit from our products or services? Or even as simply, is there anybody else that we should know that we should have in our circle? It's just amazing that we have so many customers that are happy to give referrals, but they never did until we asked. Just such a funny thing that way. Simple ask may very well be very effective for you. And then, of course, you know, getting your website up to speed and making sure your SEO is on point will definitely help more customers find you in all kinds of positive ways when they're looking to buy something. So great things to do. You know, SEO doesn't really cost money other than paying to have someone do the SEO, but it's not something where like with paid ads where, you know, you spend X amount. SEO is more of a long-term play. You get your stuff in order and then it'll just kind of build and build and build and build and you'll kind of always have it. Certainly you always need to tweak it, but the big investment is on the front end with like paid ads and stuff. You're paying all the way through. So that was number one. Want to make more revenue? Get more customers. Number two, this will seem like probably the next logical one would be encourage your existing customers to repeat purchase or to buy your products for other people. Number two is definitely much cheaper and easier than number one. It is far easier to get an existing customer that has already spent money with you and already knows you, likes you, trusts you, and actually is using your products to get them to buy more than it is to go out and convince someone new to buy your stuff. There's lots of different ways that you can do this. The first one that comes to mind that we do with several of my businesses is run a regular sale. So our customers know that every week we're going to have something on sale. We're going to have some sort of an ad or some sort of promotion. Sometimes there's simple little things like on the e-commerce world, just like a free shipping promotion. But more often than that, we like to kind of spotlight one individual product and put one individual product or series of products on sale in a given week. We'll find that it's interesting that will definitely drive a lot of sales, and it doesn't even have to be a huge dollar amount of discount. You know, we like to build in into our prices to build in a little bit of padding so that we can run a sale and not be in a situation where, you know, we're going to be losing money on a product to run a sale. You can't stay in business very long doing that. So regular sale on a schedule, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, product of the day, if you have, you know, thousands of products or however you want to do it. But definitely when you do that, be sure to blast it everywhere. So make sure that you're sending out an email blast with your sale. You are updating it on your socials. You're screaming it from the rooftops. Anywhere you can get anybody to listen, that's great. Absolutely tell them about it. Now, the other thing to remember is the more you get regular with this, and the more you get it on a schedule, and the more you people expect it, you find it interesting. You know, something happens and you don't have a sale one week, or you're holding off for or whatever reason, you forget any of those sorts of things, you'd be amazed at the people that'll be contacting you and say, hey, what's on sale this week? Does your sale ad come out? I haven't seen your sale ad. So once you get people accustomed to it and conditioned for it, it's amazing that they will absolutely continue to want to see it. They will want you to send that email every week. So now it may seem a little complicated. You're probably thinking, well, you know what, putting stuff on sale every week, you know, figuring out what to put on sale, figuring out what to do, figuring out what kind of promotion to run. That just seems too complicated, Steve. We're just not going to do that. Well, there's a lot of different ways when you do it and you get yourself into a habit that you can keep it simple. So the way you do that is basically you develop a rotation. So if you have, say a few dozen products and whatnot, then you work out, you say, okay, well, week one, I'm going to put this on sale. Week two, this. Week three, this. Week four, this. Week five will be a wild card, and maybe everything will be on a small sale, or you'll do a free shipping promotion. And then the next week, you'll go into something else. And you'll see that there's a lot of big, really big companies that are really successful doing that, and they're putting everything on a rotation. It's a big enough rotation that you don't notice, but if you look for it, they'll start looking for it with the bigger companies, and I'll bet you'll see, wow, okay, well, this seems to be on sale every 4 or 5 weeks, or this item seems to be on sale. You know, the other thing you could do is be real strategic about, you know, using the sales to basically help move some of your stale stock. So if there's something that's been sitting for a long time, or a particular item that's not as popular, and you're carrying a lot of stock with it or whatnot, you know, go ahead and put that on sale and use that to move some stock. Hey, maybe you won't be making your normal margins or even close. Maybe you're going to put it on a real steep blowout sale. But you'll capture the attention of some customers. And the one thing I will say is that if you are doing any kind of paid advertising, like Facebook, Instagram type stuff, definitely integrate your sales into those ads. Those are some of the best responding ads you can get. If you get your graphic right, get your copy right, it will attract a lot of new customers, as well as reactivate some of the older customers that maybe bought from you 6 months ago, could have been buying more often, but just have not. So these five things will definitely all kind of intertwine with each other, but we'll try to keep them as clean on separation as we can. Number three, add new products. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Steve, it's a lot of work to add a new product. It's just a lot of money invested. You know, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, if you're manufacturing it or having it manufactured for you, that could absolutely be true. However, stay with me here. What about if you were able to take an existing product and put a little bit of a new spin on it? You know, just make it a little bit different. Or even, you know, maybe it's a different color, or maybe it's different packaging. You know, you have any products that you could call it one thing and call it another thing, and it would work equally as well for both applications. But if you have it in both categories, then it seems like it's a new product. So think through that. You know, think through that. You know, you may have a backpack that you design and that you sell, and then you may sell it in pink. It may sell a lot of those in pink. It may sell a lot in blue. Okay, well, what if you make an FDE version and a black version and put different zippers on it, or just put some little attachments on the zippers or something, and just to make it look meaner, or put some mole on it somewhere, and then now it's your tactical backpack. Well, it could have been your general backpack, but give it that look, and sometimes that's all it takes. I mean, you think about it, you think about like any backpack, you know, they're all pretty much the same for the most part. I mean, even like they all tend to have like a little spot for a tablet or for a laptop computer. They have some pockets on the sides. You know, a lot of them, like, you know, sure, a lot of them with the tactical style will have a concealed carry pocket or whatnot, but there's not a whole lot different. I mean, a backpack is a backpack. So think about it like that and think about the things that you can do to put your own spin on it to make it fit into a different category. Not a lot of work. Magically, it looks like you've got all these new products, and somebody that say, oh, well, I was going to buy one of your backpacks for a gift for someone, but they're not really into any of the styles that you have. All right. Oh, this tactical style. Yeah, just plain black. Yeah, that's absolutely them all day long. So just think about those things. Think about it out of the box. Think about, hey, how can I change something a little bit just to make it fit into a different category? Number four on the list. This one will seem kind of obvious, but there's so many out there that we don't all take advantage of all the options. Add sales channels. So, okay, maybe you're selling your e-com and you're mostly selling through your website. Well, what about if you got on Amazon? You sell on Amazon? What about opening up an Etsy store? You know, what about even making sure that your full catalogs are uploaded in your Facebook shopping and your Google Ads, so it shows those also? Hey, are there some events you could be doing that would tie in that would be easy to do, that you could set up on that are local, that you could sell some additional product and maybe reach some customers that you wouldn't normally reach on the internet? You know, all those sorts of things, just look at it holistically, and the more different channels you can get, you know, the more your company's going to grow. There may be some weeks or maybe even months where, okay, well, you know what? I don't understand. My Amazon store's not doing well. Well, my website's just killing it. Oh, I'm selling a few on Facebook shopping and whatnot too. And then add some stuff sold locally in person to person local events. And hey, what could have been a mediocre month is now a fantastic month. So think about all the different channels, and they don't have to be very, very complicated either. What you'll find is that a lot of the software that you're going to use to ship and fulfill can all be tied together so that you can actually get your fulfillment department can actually get all the orders all together in one place. Doesn't have to be terribly complicated, and it can be very, very easy. And a lot of these, you can actually set them up on autopilot too. So you don't necessarily have to be constantly touching them. You get your products up there and you kind of let people find them themselves. Of course, that's the slower organic way to grow, but you could always certainly run ad traffic to any of those sources too, which would help speed things up. Obviously, Amazon has their own ad platform on Amazon where you can, through Seller Central, you can promote your products. You know, same thing. Obviously, Facebook has Facebook ads. You know, obviously, Google kind of goes in a lot of different places these days. But, and when we're talking local events too, those can certainly be shows. You know, if there's shows that make sense. If you're a crafter, go hit the craft shows. You know, if you're a knife maker, hit the blade shows. But hitting any of those could be local or regional events that may actually fit into a couple categories. So you may actually sell some things there, but it may be one of those events where people kind of expect that if you are anybody that you need to be there and you need to have a good presence. Sometimes you can kind of double down on that and also do well with the sponsorship. And you can actually have a sponsorship and then you can get your name out there. So then it's kind of advertising, but you're also selling product at that location to offset some of those costs. And number five is probably the longest play, if you will, out of any of those, but it really just, it's kind of a, you apply this to everything else, but it is kind of a separate thing too. So create a tribe. So what do I mean by creating a tribe? Well, basically what I mean is, you know, that making something for your customers to do and interact with, and as well as each other. So basically you're turning your customers into raving fans and you're uniting them, and you're doing that by creating a community. Now, that community could be anything. If you're a brick-and-mortar retailer, it can be, you know, things that you do. Let's say you have a gun shop with a range. Well, now you're going to start up a league. You're going to start up some leagues and have people in. Okay, Tuesday nights in the wintertime, Thursday nights, it's going to be this league or that league. And you're going to do something to pull people in. But then when they're pulled in, you're also going to create the community. They're going to get to know each other. They're going to be talking about it. And what are they going to be talking about? Well, where's it at? It's at your business. So your business is going to become a talked about item. You know, and if it's a situation where you're not a brick and mortar or local, you could certainly do it on the internet too. You know, Facebook groups are great for creating community. You think about it as like the things that you're into and the things that you like, you probably get along good and associate with other people that like the same things. Like, for example, if you're into firearms, you're probably going to get along with most other firearm people pretty well. You're in the knives, you're going to get along with knife people pretty well. So by allowing your customers to become a community and helping that along and giving them reasons to engage and unite, what they don't realize is they're actually uniting around your business. They're uniting around the things that you sell. They're uniting around the things that you do. And therefore, it enables them to, you know, grow as an individual, to have some good times. But then also, it's all centered around your business. So it basically gives your business a bunch of advertising. And basically, by getting involved in it, you just create these folks that will just go out there and help your business, you know, be heard. You better believe if you have someone that's in your tribe, if they hear someone, even if it's in passing with a, you know, acquaintance or a friend that needs something that you provide, you better believe they're going to give you a referral. So it's just creating this machine of people and this movement. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, people are in business for different reasons. But for me, I'm not in business just to sell things. There's more to it than that. And when you create the community around your products or services and that you help those people, you know, move as a unit, you will be surprised at the things that you can accomplish. Well, that's our five. Let's do a quick review. So, ways to increase revenue. Of course, get some more customers, right? More customers, buy stuff, you sell more stuff. Encourage your customers to repeat purchase, to buy more from you, to buy again, to buy as gifts. No brainer again, right? Add some new products. Not much of a depth there, except think about it, really think through. Maybe you have existing products that can be rebranded or respun or repackaged or any of those things to make new products. Or maybe there's legitimately some new products that you've been putting off adding that you just need to add. You just need to do it. There's just such a hole in your lineup that people are buying that part of the thing for money. It was kind of be like if you had a firearm shop and you're selling guns and everything else, but you're not selling ammunition, you know. It's kind of, maybe it's a no-brainer. Add sales channels. Number four, add sales channels. You know, if you're selling on your website, you're in e-commerce, hey, there's nothing wrong with opening up an Amazon store and maybe putting your stuff on Facebook shopping and Google shopping or doing some local events or Etsy or any of those sorts of things. The more places you can get your stuff seen, the better off you're going to be. And last but not least, create a tribe. Turn your customers into raving friends and unite them to create a community that will help propel your business forward to the next level. As always, if you enjoyed the show and you felt that there's some things that someone would need to share, please share the show with them. This is how we grow. This is how we continue to reach more people and help more entrepreneurs. Thank you for joining us again. We will be back to see you again next week. I'm Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.